Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to know Him. We want to have fellowship and a relationship with Jesus. Reveal Jesus, Holy Spirit, to us. Amen. Up your hands. Aden, echo, come on. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Good evening to you. Good evening to all our friends also online, on podcast, on Facebook, on YouTube. What a blessing, what a privilege to have all of you in the presence of God. This is our non-denominational Bible study, and I welcome everybody into God's presence. Say good amen. The big, big surprise, apart from Reverend Jerry and his beautiful wife who are here tonight to be a blessing to us. People, I for Montebro for Mama made the Miami police craft. Aden, Miami police, so the Encarnabro for the Anwad. Are you clapping? Praise the Lord. Amen. I spoke to Reverend Jerry this morning. And he said, Papa, I will come through. I said, you will not pass through. So I cannot allow you to just pass through. Come and bless us. Come and bless us. We can never be tired of your ministry. Because I watch you, I listen to you. Sunday service, Tuesday service, sometimes the Tuesday service. I listen to the premier lady. I listen. I have few people I watch. I watch few people I listen to. I've been watching my brother Philip and his dear wife, all the mountain prayer, you know, I follow, I watch. Everything they say, I follow. There are few people I watch. My mother Christy Dotete, my Father Stephen Stanley Mensah, a few people. Bishop Ajinas, Archbishop Ajinas, a few lovely people that I watch, I listen to. AG1, Reverend E. Studanaba, very good teachers of the word, you know. Reverend Franco Fusu Apia, a couple of people that I really listen to. Amen. And I said, if I watch you on TV and on online, why shouldn't I? It's a privilege for me to have you to, as you share the concepts or the principles of God's word. Say amen. Amen. But I came to church and I found a miraculous surprise. My mother, Mama Dora Amoakon, is here. Unbelievable. Are you screaming? Are you excited? Unbelievable. Hallelujah. This is the beautiful wife of my father, my late father, the evangelist Francis Akwesi Amoakon. And anytime I see them, I'm excited, I'm blessed. They carry something. Mommy, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Media my book actually so kese. I really love this woman. I treasure her. I cherish her. Amen. I say to the Tego sisters that if Papa was alive, I think I should be doing more. So we don't relent on all that. It's honor. And this is a woman of God. It is God who told me. Honor her. Honor her. Honor all her children. If you want me to honor you really completely, honor her. Ubi any Ghana ha wafa papa tise go fiodru. There is nobody. And you didn't come for him, but I can. I said, "Me metina papa ministry." Ubi any Ghana. So when I see this great woman and her family, I give big honor to them. And for her to be here, surprisingly, because this year now she's been in Kumasi, we've been chasing her, trying to meet her, but we haven't been able to see her this year. But we have spoken and spoken. Amen. Mommy, thank you. Thank you for coming. We love you. Thank you. I treasure you. Hallelujah. How many people are ready for a very august teacher of the word? Man of God, he's a shepherd. He's a prophet, a teaching prophet. Great grace is on his life. And he has such a very, very humble heart with a beautiful wife who is so humble. So for my media, may she ask of mommy be brew. May she ask of mommy MP Nipa. May she ask of mommy or Muhinimumbo. May she ask of mommy or Machida or Moho. May she ask of mommy or Mokontoqua. Or Doko of Vishata. A koi and a bow, Connie Women Fellowship for the Aginum. Pupopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopop cheers of mommy be praise of mommy be me cheer no London or tree. Otri faso Sunday we are getting 150. I will never forget. I have forgiven, but I will never forget that one. Hey, so for mommy. And I was shocked when I saw her introducing her husband. My husband, the Holy Spirit, he saw me say, hey. Yes, home mobile. Hallelujah. Sister Media may be heavy. I go. Sanya from Greece or some no mother was that. I don't like it. May be heavy. I want to be with Christ and the host of heaven. I want to be there. I want to be part of the heavenly host. Hallelujah. Oh, look at such another surprise. Prophet Eric. God bless you. Come and get a seat, please. Clap for him and let him come. Usher him. Hallelujah. Prophet Eric and Chi Williams. Thank you for coming, man of God. Amen. Prophet Philip Amwaku. It's too much. Thank you. Pastor Jerry, normally on Tuesdays we close at 7:30, sometimes 8. But I will never, never restrict you. Flow as you want. Are we fine? Flow. Anything that you say, we believe God wants you to say it. Whatever you do, we believe God wants you to do it. Amen. Now, can you help me as we welcome the man of God, my lovely friend,
come on, appreciate my father, the prophet. Put your hands together for our father. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord for tonight. As always, standing here is a lot of pressure. Amen. But I want to say a big thank you to my father, the prophet, and my mother. Thank you for the opportunity. Amen. I thought you would clap. Amen. Papa, thank you. Thank you. I don't take this for granted at all. Thank you so much. Mommy, thank you. It is humbling. Amen. We thank God for tonight. I believe that God will be a blessing to us. Amen. I want to acknowledge once again my father in the Lord, Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro. Put your hands together for our father. Hallelujah. And our mother, Mama Rita, put your hands together. Amen. And thank you, Mommy. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All the pastors in the house, Pastor Meredy, and all the men of God who are here tonight, thank you for coming. Amen. And a special thank you to my wife. Thank you for coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for God's word tonight? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Share God's word. Last week, the Lord revealed something to me. You know, I read the Bible. I'm a student of the Bible. And the Lord asked me, am I aware that the first man he created buried his own son? The Lord said, Adam buried Abel. And if you are not vigilant, it can happen to you. I want you to take a seat. If you have a child, this is for those with children. If you have a child, just come to the altar. Take a seat and say to yourself that you will not bury any of your children. There is a revelation the Lord gave me personally, but I feel you can benefit from it. You have a child, take a seat. Come to the altar and say, I mention your name, Jerry Penu. I will not bury any of my children. Just come to the altar. Take a seat. Come to the altar. Whatever happened to the first man, Adam, can happen to you. Speak over the seed. You will not bury any of your children. You will not. You will not. It's a covenant. There is an altar of fire. You will not bury any of your children. It will not be your story. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, tonight we ask that you speak to us. In a language we'll understand. Bless us Give us insight into your word and grant us the grace to be able to be doers of your word, not just hearers, deceiving ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 25. I think we should stand. I think in this house we stand to the reading of God's word. So let's just stand, read the scriptures, and then you can resume your seat. Matthew chapter 25, the verse 1 to 13, NIV. All right. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins. And I want you to take note of the weddings. He didn't say the kingdom is for 10 virgins, or the kingdom consists of 10 virgins. So the kingdom will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready, and I want to take note of that, the virgins who were ready, 10 virgins were chosen, 5 were ready. So the virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you." Last verse. "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." May the Lord bless the reading of his word and always say amen. All right, be seated. Tonight, I am going to share with you briefly something I've entitled, "Be Vigilant." One of the things that is missing in Christianity today is vigilance. And so people go to church, people work for God, and they do not expect the second coming of the Lord. Today we do ministry for vain glory. Many come to church not because, you see, Papa will always say, "We want to meet Jesus, we want to see Jesus." But there are many people who come to church, Jesus is not their focus. Other things is their focus. And the scripture we just read, the Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven can be like, or is like, 10 virgins. And so for all of us who are here, we can say that we are like the 10 virgins. The truth is that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Apostle Aaron. Wow. Thank you for coming. Wow. God bless you. I can see Reverend Emmanuel Samba also in the house. Thank you. Prophet Amwaku, thank you. Hallelujah. All right. So, anybody who is in Christ is like these 10 virgins. The truth is that the moment you become born again, you become a new creation. You are a new person. The Bible says that everything has become new. So therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And so when you become born again, you are like the 10 virgins. And the Bible says you can be born again and yet be foolish. Are you in church? You can be born again and yet be unwise. You can be born again and yet the Lord may not know you. And so it is not enough to be born again and be in the church. There are many things you must do to ensure that you confirm your election. Are you in church? Never ever think that being born again is enough. The Bible says there were 10 virgins who were chosen, and all of them were chosen to meet the bridegroom. And so the expectation they all had was one, that the bridegroom will come, they will meet the bridegroom, and they will all enter into the wedding banquet with the bridegroom. But it happened that at the time the bridegroom arrived, even though 10 virgins were chosen, only 5 were ready. It tells me that you can be in the church, you can be born again, you can be doing all the errors in the church, and yet not be ready to meet the bridegroom. Amen. So, the Bible says that when the 10 virgins were chosen, they all carried lamps. Now, the lamp in this context could mean the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so, we can say that the lamp in this context is the word of God. The truth is that nobody becomes born again until you hear the word of God. Are you here? Nobody. Romans chapter 10 verse 14 and 15. Romans chapter 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe? Obviously, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And so to believe and be born again is as a result of hearing. And hearing what? Hearing the word of God. And so these 10 virgins, they heard the word of God. They became born again. They carried lamps. But the Bible says that they did not carry extra oil. The extra oil here could also refer to the Holy Spirit, the anointing. Psalm 89 verse 20. I have found David my servant, whom I have anointed with my holy oil. Are you in church? And so, these guys were born again. They had a word, they had an expectation, but not all of them were ready. Tonight I came to announce to you that the way you are living your life can deny you the opportunity to be raptured. You can be in the church. You can be born again. You can actually have the lamp. You can have the word. But if you have the word and you don't add what you ought to add, you are going nowhere. Are we together? It is very important for us to understand that Christianity is a responsibility and not a fanfare. Everything we do in church is to help you to be ready for the second coming of the Lord. And so, if you are serving in the church, you are serving because something is going to happen at a time you are unaware. If you are giving an offering in church, you are giving because something is going to happen at a time you are not aware. Now, one of the things I realized is that these people carried the lamp. The lamp is the word of God, true of us. All right. And then the lamp also, which is the word of God, is Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So the word of God is Jesus, the word of God is Christ, the word of God is God. But can I shock you? You can have the word of God and still perish. Are you in church? You can have the word of God and still perish. One of the things that shocked me is the fact that when the word Jesus died, it was the spirit that raised him. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Which is to tell us that the word can die. Hello. I said the word can do what? Can die. Jesus shared a parable. He said there are some that receive the word and the curse of this world is able to choke the word and they are unfruitful. They are unfruitful. So it is very much important that you understand that after you become born again, it is not enough. It doesn't end there. There are things you must do. One of the things I have learned lately is that Christianity is about value addition. Write it down. Christianity is about value addition. Every time you must be adding. Every time you must be adding. One of the things that affected these foolish virgins was the fact that even though they carried the lamb, they were interested in their comfort. Because you realize that the wise virgins, they had lamb on one hand and they had extra oil on the other hand. And in the beginning, it may look like who ye bibidodo. Sorry. Listen to me. Christianity is a responsibility. Amen. If you fail to realize this, you will be in church and end up in hell. Am I blessing you? All right. So, they carried extra oil. And the extra oil are the things you must add. And listen to me. Receiving extra oil comes as a result of the things you do with your life after you became born again. So look at 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. Second Peter. Are you being blessed? His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Verse 4. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort. Do what? Make every effort to add to your faith what? Goodness. Listen to me. If you can live a good life, you receive extra oil. If you can live a good life. The Bible says that do everything, make every effort to add to your faith goodness and to goodness knowledge. One of the things that affects the church today is ignorance. And that is why when you see any man of God, even magicians, you run after them. There are people that are teaching things that does not align with scriptures and yet you follow them. You follow them because you are interested in the miracles and you are not interested in the spirit behind the miracles. And the truth is that you can never know the spirit behind the miracle until you have the knowledge of the Spirit of God. Am I teaching you? And so the Bible says, after you become born again, you must be very careful and particular and intentional about the way you live your life. In other words, becoming born again is not enough. Having faith is not enough. Do you realize that you cannot be born again until you have faith? Oh, hello. You can't be born again until you have faith. You must believe. Are we together? If you don't have faith, you can't. That is what we call the general faith. It is the general faith that gets us born again. You believe that Jesus is Lord. Romans chapter 10. So verse 8. To 10, you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and then you confess with your mouth. And so that faith that you have is not enough to sustain you for the journey. And so the apostle says, add. Let's go back to 2 Peter. Add. Verse 5. Add to your faith what? Goodness. And to goodness what? Knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the word of God. Knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge of how you are to conduct your life here on earth as a believer. And listen to me. These are the things that add the extra oil to your life. The more you come to church, the more you live a holy life, the more you go out to reach out to people, the more you support the preaching of the gospel, the more you live a pure life. As you do these things, the more you study the word, the more you fast, the more you pray, the more you serve in the church. As you do these things, you are receiving extra oil. Are you in church? And so, it is very much important for us to understand that after the Lord called you, he wants to anoint you. But you see, the anointing comes with a process. What I'm doing here, I didn't just arrive. It has taken me a process. And so, Papa called me this morning. I said, Papa, we intend to even come to church. He said, my son, you are preaching. I said, Papa, no. I tried to call. He said, no, you are preaching. Before I realized, flyer was out. Now, I thought that I was going to share, because I'm doing a series in church. So I thought I was going to share something from what I've been sharing. And then few minutes to the time, the Holy Spirit said, you are teaching on vigilance. Now, I was telling my wife something. I said, today, I have understood the importance of being a student of God's word and being ready at all times. And just Sanka, met to twa papa so sa makotinasi. Are you here with me? You must add to your faith goodness, to your goodness, knowledge. Knowledge. Some of you complain, I cannot read, but I always say, you cannot read, but you do Facebook, you do WhatsApp. You do YouTube. You are able to go and watch a movie on YouTube. But you cannot go and listen to the reading of God's word on YouTube. Do you know why? Where your heart is, there will your treasures be also. Am I talking to somebody at all? So add to goodness knowledge. Let's go. And to knowledge what? Self-control. Listen to me. Write this one down. Anybody that lacks self-control can never be anointed by God. Number two, even if you are anointed by God, with time you will lose it. You lack self-control. You are working in the church. You are a Christian. You are a boss. Before people are employed, you sleep with them. Am I teaching at all? And then you come to church and say, Papa, lay hands on me. Laying hands on you will not replace self-control. And so the apostle says, in addition to your faith, add self-control. Control yourself. Control yourself. When you are angry, how do you behave? When Papa blasts you, what do you do? What do you do? What's your reaction? Listen to me. Reverend Samba is here. Look, I can never be angry because Papa blessed me. Never. The word is never. Some of my that I do something, Papa said, Jai Kwasi, I said, I'm angry. Where would the anger come from? Where would the anger come from? Even if you are angry, you hide it. You can't express it. You just like, hallelujah. Add to knowledge, self-control. And let me tell you this. Write this one down. One of the easiest ways by which you can be anointed by God is when you master the flesh. So in Galatians chapter 5, from the verse 16, the apostle talks about the fact that those who walk in the flesh. Let's look at it. Galatians 5, verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not do what? Gratify the desires of the flesh. Walk by the Spirit. So it means that, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. It means that the only way by which you can walk in the Spirit is when you suppress the flesh. The only way by which you will not, right, gratify, fulfill, live by fleshly desires is when you live by the Spirit. Now look at what it says, verse 17. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Verse 18. Now look at it. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, hold on. We'll continue with this. Recently, somebody said to me that I teach the law. And that people, the things I tell people not to do, the Holy Spirit is the one helping them. I should allow people to live their lives. And I said that, listen, look at the verse. I said that, listen to me. Them that are led by the Spirit and are the ones that are not under the law. So if you are not living by the Spirit, you are already under the law. I am not the one who is teaching you the law. Your fleshly desires and decisions has already placed you under the law. Are we together? Now look at verse 19. Verse 19 says that the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality. Sexual immorality is as a result of lack of self-control. And so the apostle says that if you want to end well, you must have self-control. You must add to your faith self-control. And let me tell you this, self-control is not a gift. It's not a gift. But I give you the gift of self-control. Hallelujah. So it said, the acts of the flesh are of your sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Let's go. Debauchery basically means that you are addicted to all manner of things. You are addicted to sex. You are addicted to hard drugs. You are addicted to alcohol. You are addicted. Idolatry. And there are people in the church who still practice idolatry. They come to church, but there are things they consult when they are in trouble. Write this one down. If your purpose for coming to church is to gain material things, you will miss salvation. If you are in church because you need a child, you are in church because you want to get married, you are in church because you want business breakthrough, those things are nice. But if that is your purpose for being in church, the danger is that you may miss salvation. You may lose your soul. Am I teaching? You may lose your soul. The focus for being in church must be that your soul will prosper. Am I teaching you? Now let's go. We will go back to idolatry and witchcraft. Hatred. Hello? Hatred is also as a result of self-control because it is the work of the flesh. And all manner of things. So let's go on verse 21. And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not do what? Will not inherit the kingdom of God. So one of the reasons why the Apostle Paul says that in addition to your faith, add self-control is because if you lack self-control, you may not inherit the kingdom of God. Because lack of self-control is as a result of worldly or fleshly desires. Go back to 2 Peter. Verse 6. Am I helping you? Alright. And to self-control, what? Perseverance. Why perseverance? Perseverance because in Christianity there will be challenges. There will be difficulties. There will be tough times. There will be moments you feel like giving up. There will be moments you feel like, where is God? Has God forsaken me? Amen. You need perseverance. Am I teaching you? And listen to me. It is something you must add to your faith. Anybody who is able to persevere with time shall be anointed with extra oil. Do you know why David was anointed? Whilst David was in the wilderness working, nobody saw him. When lions and bears were chasing him, nobody saw him. But God saw him. God saw his tenacity. God saw his perseverance. And when the time was due for God to look for a king, God said, I have found for myself a servant. When did David become a servant? Are you in church? Psalm 89 verse 20. I have found David my servant, whom I have anointed. I have found David. When did David become a servant of God? Have you thought about it? Can I tell you what? The things you do that nobody is saying are the very things that will bring you the extra oil. Or the otherwise. And so, you can freely go and fornicate because Papa is not there. You are receiving something. You run away from sexual immorality because you love God. You have also received something. In this life, there is nothing you do without receiving anything. Write it down. There is nothing you do without receiving anything. Everything you do in this life brings you something. It can either be good or bad. And I always tell people that the choice is yours. The choice is yours. You want to receive good things in this life, you must live a good life. Am I teaching? A young man was talking to me today. He said, I need more jobs. I said, you don't need more jobs. You need a change of mind and a change of lifestyle. Because your lifestyle does not support career success. And he was shocked. And I said, I know not many people will be able to tell you what I'm telling you, but I'm telling you the truth. The kind of life you are living does not support career success. Amen. And for your information, every Christian must be anointed with oil. You don't need to be a pastor to be anointed. You must be a Christian to be anointed. The reason is that witches and wizards are chasing all of us. As a matter of fact, the day you became born again, you became an enemy. Amen. And the devil is looking. I was telling my church yesterday, I said, for some of you, the enemy has planned, he has a grave for you, right? He has dug a grave and he has written your name on it. And he has prepared a nice sin to entice you. And he knows that the moment he brings that sin your way, you will fall and he will bite. Am I in church? He knows that as for you, a mako call and I will pen. Into the now we are sorry. Grave no betum. May the Lord deliver you. I said, may the Lord deliver you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So add self-control. Add self-control. You want to be anointed. And let me tell you this. Never be a Christian who lacks oil. Do you know one of the reasons why the foolish virgins could not meet the bridegroom? They could not meet the bridegroom because they didn't have extra oil. And one of the things that shocks me whenever I read this particular parable is the fact that didn't the master choose 10 people? Number two, didn't the master know that the foolish 5 did not take extra oil? Why didn't the master prompt them that a day is coming that you need extra oil? Is the master interested in sending people to hell? The answer is no. But let me tell you this. Your choices can affect your eternal position. Your choices. So you are in the church, but you are making wrong choices. And amazingly, in this church right now, okay, if we are looking at this scripture in context, then I can comfortably say, without any iota of doubt, that 50% of us are wise and 50% of us are. This is my father's pulpit. Are you in church? And you are foolish not because you have not been chosen. You are foolish because you make wrong choices. You are foolish because you don't adhere to the teachings of Papa. You are foolish because when you hear the word, you discard it immediately. It is the word of God. Let's go. Perseverance and perseverance what? What? So you see, after you became born again, you have a responsibility to live a godly life. And all these things come together to help you to be prepared for the second coming of Christ. And let me tell you this, the church exists to prepare us for the second coming of Christ. The church does not exist to help us to acquire material things. Am I against material things? No. Jesus says that there is nobody that will follow him and will not have in this life a hundredfold that which you have given up for following him. And so I believe that when you follow Jesus, he blesses. But the truth is that we are not following him because we want material gains on earth. We don't come to church because we want material gains. There are people who have stopped coming to church because they say that I have come to church and come and have not gained anything. They are not interested in the prosperity of their souls. They're not interested. The reason is that the other pastor told him that come to me and I'll make you rich. Come to me and I'll heal you. Come to me and I'll deliver you. Let me tell you this. When you hear these things, be careful. Run for your life. Come to me. You know, the me people. Come to me. Come to me. I was listening to Papa, and Papa was saying that, I think on Sunday, now people fight over prophecies. I prophesied that he would die. I prophesied that this will happen. I prophesied that that will happen. If you hear these things, run for your life. Come to me, I will heal you. Come to me. Come to me, I will set you free. Come to me. I'll give you something. Yeah, I'll give you something. Are we in church? Let's go to the scripture. Godliness. So godliness is a requirement if you are indeed interested in meeting the bridegroom. It's a requirement. It is required that a believer should live a godly life. It's a requirement. It is not a suggestion. Am I in church at all? The place looks quiet. And a teaching service. You know the last time I came, it was fire. And a Bible study. Hallelujah. So godliness. That is why when you go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he said, I beseech you, brethren. I beseech you. He said, therefore, I urge you. Give me New King James. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. You should present. Present. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. They say, godliness is your reasonable service to God. And let me tell you this. Anybody who claims he's born again and does not live godly is born against. You are born against. Are you in church? He said, which is your reasonable service? Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, right? It means that to be godly means that you are not conformed to the dictates of the world. You are not conformed. You don't dress like the way the world wants you to dress. You don't come to church dressed in a way that makes you look like a prostitute. And when we complain, he said, I swear me, maybe. And because of that, many pastors are afraid to speak out. You, the kind of life you are living, listen, people see you in church, and they fall. What dress you are, sorry. Somebody sees you, and the person has not touched you, he has already fallen. But here's it. Hallelujah. You must desire to live a godly life. And let me tell you this. If you are born again, godliness must be your lifestyle. It must be your... And I'm not standing here teaching as though it is easy. That is why we have the Holy Spirit. To help us. The reason why we are not helped is because we ourselves, we are enjoying it. Whatever you are enjoying, you will not seek help for it. True of us. Yeah. So the reason why many of us are not being held by the Holy Spirit is because we ourselves, we are enjoying ungodliness. We are enjoying it. We talk about corruption. Most of the people we claim are corrupt, claim they are Christians. No godliness. So the Apostle Paul says that we are expecting the bridegroom. But whilst we are doing that, let us live a godly life. Am I teaching? Let us. It shouldn't just be that Oko Alabaster and a year then. And a year then. Does your life show the things Papa has been teaching us? Does your life show that you are a child of this man? Some of you, people look at you and say, ah, so Oko, sorry, we are memory could be. Say, Lord, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. And so the Apostle Paul says that add. You see, Christianity is always about adding. And let me tell you, one of the reasons why the foolish virgins miss the bridegroom is because they fail to add. They thought that carrying the lamp alone was enough. And they wanted to be comfortable. They wanted to be free. And the other guys were carrying lamp on one side and then extra oil on the other side. And I'm sure they were laughing at them. And they be all quiet, sorry. Yes, when we started the year, 23 fast, 20 days of fasting and prayer. You are going to the forest. Are you in church? Let me tell you this. Everything the Lord instructs a Bible-believing church to do is to your benefit. Everything. And you see, for some of us, like the foolish ones, by the time the bridegroom is arriving, we are now going to look for extra oil. It's maybe too late. This is the time that you must add extra oil. This is the time that you must always be in church. This is the time that you must always fast. This is the time that you must always pray. This is the time that you must always study God's word. This is the time that you must always go out to preach. As you are doing that, you are preparing yourself. By the time the bridegroom arrives, you are ready. Let's go back. 2 Peter. Are you being blessed? Verse 7. And to godliness, what? Mutual affection. And to mutual affection, love. Verse 8. We are going. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will do what? They will do what? Can we read together? Please highlight that one for me. They will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you do these things, and you possess this quality in increasing measure, they will keep you. In other words, you can be born again and yet not be kept. There are things you must do. Am I teaching at all? There are things you must do. Don't become so comfortable. Don't pursue God. Pursue. As the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after thee, O Lord. Seek for God, pursue him. Whether he blesses you or not is not the issue. You are working for your eternal life. You are working for a place in eternity. Am I teaching? Don't let anybody lie to you that you are wasting your time serving the Lord. You are not wasting your time. Because in this life, you see, this scripture that I'm reading, at the point that the Apostle Paul said, I know that very soon I'll be out of this tent. Can I shock you? Nobody will live here forever. No matter what you have, no matter how powerful you think you are, no matter the cars you are driving, no matter the houses you are living in, nobody will live here forever. A day is coming that you will leave this body. And my question to you, when you leave this body, what next? What next? What next? Some of you can even say, God, this year if I don't marry, I'll stop coming to church. Haven't you heard that there were people who married, Papa, the day they got married, they had accidents and died? Value your soul. Jesus says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Value your soul. Be vigilant. Am I preaching? Be vigilant. Today I didn't come to receive. I came to tell you that be vigilant. Be vigilant. It means that be alert. It means be alert. Be alert. Some of you can easily be deceived. Easily. Be vigilant. Follow after people who are following after righteousness and love righteousness. I was telling some people that I said, the only way a pastor qualifies to be followed is when that pastor himself is following Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Any pastor whose life is not after Jesus does not deserve to be followed. But what do we see in our generation? What do we see in our generation? Or Sofonankasa, or trap you, and so your miracles. And you are not interested in the apioda or channel. You are interested in the miracles. Be vigilant. Tell your neighbor, be vigilant. And stay here. Tell the person, stay here. This is a good church. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Be alert. He said, follow my example as I do what? As me myself, I follow the example of Christ. In other words, the pastor that deserves to be followed is the pastor that is following Jesus. He lives by the words of Jesus. I hear pastors who say that the word of God is nothing. I ran away. I don't care what you do. I don't care the crowd you have. I ran away. Are we in church? I believe in the integrity of God's word. And so the pastor you follow must be somebody who himself is following Jesus. He must be somebody that you see Jesus in. Number two, you that is following the pastor, people must see Jesus in you. Am I teaching? People must see Jesus in you. And let me tell you this, if you have been a believer for more than 3 years, and nobody follows you to your Jesus, you are failed. You are failed. You are failed. Let's go. 2 Peter. Am I blessing you? So the apostle says that if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. It means that you can be saved and yet be ineffective and unproductive. You can. In fact, let me tell you this. You can be a prayer warrior in the church and be ineffective. You can be a chorister and be ineffective. You can even be a pastor and be ineffective. Let's go. Let me conclude. All right, verse 9. But whoever does not have them is what? Nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm, and that's where I want to end. He said, make every effort to confirm your calling and what? And your election. For if you do these things, you will never, in other words, if you don't do these things, you will stumble. The only reason why you will not stumble is because you are vigilant. You are watchful. You are alert. You are expecting the second coming of Christ. Am I in church? Are you sure? So it says that you should make your election. Huh? You should confirm your election. What does it mean? The reason why the other five virgins did not get opportunity to enter into the wedding banquet with the bridegroom is very simple. They did not confirm their election. They were elected, but they did not confirm it. As for the choosing, they were chosen. Amen. As for the choosing, you have been chosen. Say amen. Amen. But you have to confirm your election. Yeah, you have to confirm your election by the way you live your life here on earth. Confirm your election. Live as though you are born again. Am I teaching? Live as though. Let me continue. The Apostle Paul said something. Let me continue. Apostle Peter. He said, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Let's go quickly. So I will always remind you of these things. Even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. So what I'm doing is very simple. Papa has been saying them. I'm only reminding you. I'm not saying anything different. I didn't come here to teach revelations. No. I came to tell you simple things Papa has been telling us all the time. It is just a reminder. Confirm your election. Don't live your life anyhow. Don't be deceived by the curse of this world. Don't allow the curse of this world to make you unfruitful. Commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve him with your heart. Be vigilant. Tell yourself that I'm going to confirm my election. It doesn't matter what I go through in this life. I am going to make sure that I will not miss the mark. Tell yourself. It is a choice you make. It is a decision you make. Listen to me. If you are able to make this decision today, fornication will leave you. Adultery will leave you. Falsehood will leave you. Lies and deception will leave you. I am telling you the truth. It's about choices. It's about decision. Let me tell you, every decision you take, God will back you. God will back you. Tonight, I'm going to do something. I'm going to call people who are saying that I want to live for God. That is why I'm here. Pastor, I've heard you. From today, I want to have a change of life. Please run to me. Let me do this quickly and hand over the microphone to my father. Please come. Please come. Please come. The Lord bless you. Please come. Please come. Don't feel shy. I don't have enough time. Don't feel shy. Just come to me. Just come to me. The Lord bless you. Just come. Pastor, I want to have a change of life. I want to live for Jesus. I don't like the life I am living. I am tired. Listen, my brother, my sisters, this is the best decision you can take. I am telling you, this is the best. Many of us, this is the best decision you can ever take. I am telling you. It is the best. I sense there is somebody there who must still come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Can we sing this song? Obeboom, now afraid. You want to confirm your election. You don't want to be in this church and lose your soul. No. Now ye need the woman. Now ye need the woman. We want to live for Jesus. Christianity is not a fanfare. It is not for show. We don't come to church because it is fun. We come to church because we want to work on our souls. We don't come to church because the pastor preaches nicely. We come to church because we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. If I preach and people don't see Jesus, I have failed. No matter how powerful I preach. Can you lift up your hands with me? I want you to speak to the Lord on your own, in your own language. Speak to Him. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Bebom na wafre na weyini tie wumo na weyini tie. Oh, please talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. We are here because of you. We gathered because of you. The Lord has need of you. That is why I came here tonight. Talk to Him. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to have mercy on you. Ask Him to write your name in the book of life. Ask Him. Talk to Him. He's your Father. Confess your sins to Him. Talk to Him. Like a child will talk to his father or her father, talk to him. If you are watching us online and you want to give your life to Jesus, why not? Wherever you are, just begin to talk to him. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him. He's a faithful God. He will forgive you. He will restore you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Now I need a woman. Bebo. Shada da 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 da. Rarabo seteke anderiaba. Now I fret. Now I. Please say this after me. I want to let you know that this decision you have taken is the best decision you can ever take. It's the best decision. There is nothing shameful about this decision. I always say, or confronting your channel. Are you here? You have taken one of the best destiny decisions anybody can ever take. And the Lord Jesus himself is going to be with you. He will help you. Oh, he will help you. Oh, Jesus will help you. He will help you. He will never leave nor forsake you. He will help you. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe in my heart that you are the Savior of the world. And I confess my sins from my heart. I ask that you forgive me my sins and write my name in the book of life. If I should die one day, may I make heaven and not end up in hell. Thank you that I am born again and I shall live for you in Jesus' name. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for your children. Thank you that the Holy Spirit convicted them, touched them, and brought them forward to be saved. I ask that, Lord, these ones are saved. Forgive them their sins. Restore them. Write their names in the book of life. And Lord, grant them power to defeat sin and the desires of the flesh. Walk with them. Be with them. Prosper them. Favor them. And bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. Don't be in a hurry. After church, please wait. We will talk to you and then we'll pick it up from there. Is that okay? Congratulations. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. You can take your seat. The Lord bless you. Thank you. Please come. Please come. Please come. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Congratulations. The Lord bless you. Thank you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Congratulations. 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 The Lord bless you. Congratulations. The Lord bless you. Have you been blessed? I feel like taking an offering. Amen. Will you give an offering? Are you sure? Very sure. All right, so just take 200 cedis and come and shake my hands. Only 200 cedis. Just take a seed of 200 cedis and just come and take. I have a few minutes. Let me leave my father's pulpit. Amen. So please take a seed of 200 cedis and just come and shake my hands. Amen. Can I have anointing oil? Please just take a seed of 200 cedis. My father. Father, every agenda of hell, we overcome it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may the power of God preserve you. You will not fall as a prey to the teeth of the enemy. Every plan the devil has for you, I pray that you shall be delivered. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, I condemn it as a servant of the Most High God. The Lord keep you. The Lord preserve you. You will not die prematurely. You will not die prematurely. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel premature death. We rebuild that spirit and set you free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. You want to do 100? Please come. You want to do 100? Please come. Just come and shake my hands. Amen. The Lord bless you as you do so. Please, let's do this quickly. Let's do this quickly. My wife is watching me and looking at her time. Let's do this quickly. The Lord bless you. Please come. You want to sow a seed of 100? Please come. Please come. Please come. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. You want to do 50? Please come. I want everybody to shake my hands. So just come. I'm not raising funds actually. The Lord bless you. You want to do 50? Please come. Please come. You want to do 20? Please come. You want to do 20? You have a seed of 20 Ghana cedis. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. God bless you. Police officer? Oh, okay. God bless you. God bless you. You can do 10 cities. Please come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. 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 Mommy, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want everybody to come and shake my hands. God bless you. You can do 5 CDs. You can do 2 CDs. You can do 1 CD. God bless you. I want everybody to come and shake my hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Mommy, God bless you. God bless you. Whatever you have, just come and shake my hands. God bless you. Let's do it quickly. God bless you. 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 Come, come, come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Please give me oil. God bless you. Father, every sickness the enemy has placed on him, deliver him, heal him, restore him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I set you free from every infirmity, For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil in the human body. I declare, no sickness is permitted to live in your body. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are blessed. You will live a healthy life, and you will live long. In Jesus' name. I mark you with the blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have you been blessed? Stand to your feet as we welcome my father, the prophet.
Hallelujah. Come on, stretch your hands on this wonderful man of God. This is one of the most amazing teachers of God's word. Teaching prophets. A teaching prophet. Stretch your hands on him, and together with his beautiful wife, they have some very wonderful children. The Lord has really honored them. Very wonderful children. Bless them. Can I hear your voice in prayer? I want to hear your voice. Bring me a little ointment. Let's pray for the man of God. Rabadoko shadaka vire gezia. Barada kadahalea antush. Pastor Mehdi, I want us to... This man of God will fly. His churches will fly. I have met people nobody knew. But the Lord gave me a word. Many people, not one person, many people. And God has lifted them just by the word he spoke. I declare in the name of Jesus, the name Peno will be a very thunderous name. Apostle Jerry, you will be an authority for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You will be an authority in the name of Jesus. I anoint you and your dear wife. Today is the 21st of March 2023. I am declaring the mind of God. The Lord is telling me, I will settle you and you shall spread forth. I will settle you and you will spread forth. I anoint you in Jesus' name. I anoint your dear wife in the name of Jesus. I anoint your children. I anoint the Disciple Nations Church. In Jesus' precious name, you will fly. The word of the Lord will never fall to the ground. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful, powerful. Mr. Sampon, this is powerful. You may be seated. Briefly, let me say this before we go. When you see a man of God, you know a man of God. This is a man of God. And this is the word of the Lord. I am unto Bravuana. Say amen. When I listen to teachings like that, that affirms the word of God. It affirms the word of God. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus is coming again. Whether you believe it or not. Anybody who says they don't believe Jesus is coming again, it's as if they're saying, I don't believe in death. Accuse you be eliminated. When they lifted Achu's casket, wow, just like that. Yes, just like that. So many scriptures came to mind, but vividly, the first one that came to mind was Job 24:23. It came to picture when the pallbearers lifted the casket. This came to mind. He may put it in King James Version. The Bible said, though it be given unto them to dwell in safety, whereon he rested, yet the eyes of the Lord are upon all his ways. And then in the 24th verse, the Bible said, you know, they are exalted for a little while. Hey, hey, whoa. I watched the press conference of Resurrection Power, a new generation. And they were announcing the 1 week of Sofo Boachi. Can you imagine that? They are announcing Sofo Boachi's 1 week. Oh, you better tear the hair, Kano. Sebre yininkaso. Once you are teaching this, Prophet Eric, you know, hyper grace messages are, you know, like Pastor Jerry is telling us, people say you are preaching law. Let's say that Achu went to church the Sunday, for example, and they told Achu, declare, I shall have abundance, I will lead, I will have and possess. Wahano. Waham. I think it was the prophet Uzziah that said, prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God. When they lifted the casket, I saw the scripture. They are exalted for a while, but are gone and brought to low. Immediately, Job 4:19 came to mind. 19 and 20. I'm just affirming. How much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. Verse 20. Interesting. They are destroyed from the morning till the evening. They perish forever without regarding it. Then Psalm number 90, verse 10, came to mind. The Bible said more to be desired. Psalm 90, verse number 10. Interesting. The Bible made a submission in the word of the Lord. He said the days of our years are 70 years. GNT will help me. 70 years is all we have. 80 years if we are strong. Yet, all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. It's an interesting word. Miss Uyeya, what trouble? May I pray for my family every day. God, prosper everybody. Everybody must prosper. Everybody must prosper. I don't like the thing. No. Everybody must prosper. And then I saw Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. I saw the dead, great and small. And I saw the scripture. I was preaching at our church at Pantan. We've had an 8-day revival. 2 Sundays ago till last Sunday. Sunday to Sunday. This is our revival season. We are starting our 14-day fasting and prayer from next Monday. And it will take us till Easter Sunday. So, Jesus celebration this year, you know, this version, we call it Golgotha 2023. It's a 14-day fasting and prayer. It's going to be very, very special. And I was telling them, my message was Jesus. I said, we are too distracted with too many things. You read a career free, didn't you? You're bad, sorry. You're bad, sorry, my. You're near Virginia, my baby. I'm a DNT, I'm sorry, you're bad, you know. And no more, no. You read a free. The Bay and America Christo Moon Church and a Christo Moon Sabaya Beijing Hini, no one ready, no one do ever than was from the brother. Now I ask, I say, so in Chinini, we are second here. The people run my dad, I did not go, you know, didn't know me. Talisham go moon, I will be. If you sit under my prophetic ministration, it's all about warnings. Ubi ya waba me prophetic ministration. Uba the last all night. It's a young commission, but it's not easy to sit down. A young commission, but way different and commission. When young commission, ubi enti ningasa. She kowenim kowenim. Ukure enti ningasa. You don't know who is coming next to. I know a shit. You who about or about so. And now grow. I want to see any woman. Mama, come for. I did be one is a. Who be now walk as he be by now more. Let me thank God for the life of everybody that is here. We are all hard-working people. There is no lazy person here. As a matter of fact, I thank God for especially young ladies. I can count people here who are hard workers. They work hours to earn the money they earn. But, you will live like this. God will bless you. The Lord will favor you. But God will judge you how I wouldn't win me and them. It's me, rare, a true service, you know. It's you, Dean, a mere, or more about announcers so of Boache, Adiano, a more as of penny for name, you, Moody, or more announcer. Yes, it's a monsoon. Will be they announce 1 week. Will be so be announced almost 1 week. You if you're more announced, so I dare not. Not 1 Corinthians 3:13. I'll be seeing not Matthew 3:12. I'll be seeing. But I will read 1 Corinthians 3:13 and I'll close the service. The Bible said every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day will declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Yam jina he me di ekao. Rasofu di tantan ya ibidi ababe frenya mi ejumem ne jimia na ni bi jimi. Asia dia initi. Bekini ni ema bi wamen ti asia. Look at how the man of God led us. Follow me as I follow Christ. Ushe ma brabo ni se Christo di eno ha deviated. Ni di Yesu echi, unu Yesu, no problem. Follow me as I follow Jesus. So, Jerry, let me say this to you. We're a great man of God. You teach, you preach, you prophesy, you pray for people, you plant churches, you are a great man of God. But adia when you make the Bible good gemon and yet those things. Only we yere a young kufa. Ebe kujem. Ebe sware. Only wo ma ntiti ebe sware. So if you be in tears in my making ye. God is not going to talk about your car. As a matter of fact, he does not even bother about that. But only when you're here, so for Philip, I'm serious. Papa called that, dada, and all that. And God has commanded people, including me, that this is my woman. Take care of her. A command. E chere se adia ne da papa akuma so no e de nyame nso akuma so e wo abesare e ti ebe ti me preach ya keke mu no mu ne ade ba de kofi e ko buru ye yere no mu a wo de enyuma be gujem ya be so ye enyuma he mama comfort ya titi ye saasofo ba nyame nkuwa ne ni. I'm serious. I'm in Kwanini. It's the other software. I'm about to call a community. I'm here. Call a bow minimum. We'll be brown. We'll see it. Two call a non-national. Yeah, what are you in the free one? Oh, yeah, yeah, mini pa. You are free. I told you the mind of God. I see a four bobo caller. But, you who are the. O caller no, o di be good jam. One more mo caller no be shena. Who di tell me? George, what he? You na ye bu se wu ye nyami. Oh, he is a good man. Usuru nyami odu nyami. But we yiri ne beti mi achere. Se usuru nyami ane usuru nyami. We yiri beti mi achere. Said ye mubu akwe nyaza ano ti u. Said ye mubu no. Alabaster for. You made a wrong plan. Can I create a mebra metiasi? Now you insert a biova, insert a majuni, and get into the will of God rather than playing around and playing church. Na uwura nebe banona. Omamperi a kufuwa do besrame, but me moame. This is one of the reasons why I don't go to people's houses. Because you appear there, they are not prepared for you. They didn't know you were coming. Oma kabemku, eki meku wa asaso hobebi abet. Debi meku no ehono muchi no. Hall ehono muchi. No, I'm a pastor. I know what I'm saying. And yes, ehono mubi didi you. Oh, honey, a tree, Mekunin, so no, ye are you an own so near, dear, and the Mekunu appetite, a good for Muna, Ninego, a fame, a babe, pepper, now fee, a tam, a bean, and a busy table, so I won tonight. It's a brandy pea, and a fame, a yet, yes, 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 yes,
Why not? And you bop sometimes. Fire! Why not bop you, sir? And then you confused, bro. Confused, rabbi, who fear and I can't say, who knows that? Same way Jesus is coming. And sometimes even the sad thing is that you will get church people, church pastors who are telling you, stop preaching all this nonsense and you know, tell the people to be motivate them. Some open motivation. Open motivation. Where? Utien chire chire say, young ladies here, motive. Na ushia bema no so be warewa. Oshente tia asemunate tewa. Omvenze munumazo. Everybody here attracts their kind. All of you here, you are my kind. That's why you are here. You can never attract something that is not your kind. I refer to this scripture in my language. Put it in my language. And in my language, the Bible said something interesting. Very, very, very interesting. And in verse number 13, moving to verse 14, also obiyenu mabededi tiyi edano beyineti ifrise ujemu nebededi yadi nyumani begujem asadi obiyenu matiyano ujana beswari. Kofi odrum jina ha make kagige ija no besare uye nyame sof ija beso nyuma re die wo wakome a obi enhu the ones in your motives which nobody sees ija no besare it will appear whatever that is concealed it shall come out. This is exactly Matthew chapter 3 verse 12. Was what will be any more big good in whose powers will be who you are so until being as a many then so Christo me a grown adult so Christo me. Too many people are too many players, you play too much. So Christo me as Antikrobia, what I have come to a realization is I have tried to be able to typify the gospel. That we don't even only preach it. We illustrate it. Sometimes we show pictures. Sometimes we show videos. Sometimes we illustrate it. Sometimes we demonstrate it. Just for people to get it. As the Holy Spirit is ministering through us. We become all things to all men. That by all means we might win some. For Christ. A man of God came here to teach the word of God. Please, don't let this be one of those church conferences or meetings. Kasa 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 is a Ghana for kasa kasa debia eco conference. Yeah, sorry, Kofi. No. And I love what he said. Christianity is about value addition. We are adding. Every day we come to add. Every day. Yadi bibi tuwa yijidi yeso. Penwa nye yiraba. Mubureba. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Pastor Jerry, thank you. Sweetheart, thank you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. Mide uradiasi siwe mamwe fude jina. Se asofu ano kwafo. And I know I'm journey here all night. Mommy, while Alabaster City now. If you see me, you say, yes, I'm a papa, go see, I'm a co sorry. If you fool, Musamba, as this one. Miss Wabem Bura, so we be a shin sorry nibi. Because Papa Tia, Seno, would be Papa Book Ross, will be a sorry. To put a boo altar. We will put in there. How many answer you? One day, Papa got in a sunsun. Sorry, be okay. No teenage. No more come, no more. Yeah, 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 you know the things they do. You go me crew when I was a little boy. Mushi with them all. Pite won't be a pite won't be pite won't be a pite won't be a 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 Abo Frebi collapse wa sorry. Oh, Oma komo mohua, Abo Franinian. I'm saying, come home and find a gospel to our sense. Papa Tiachiro no Kachiro Monium goes, eh, Muntupun. Pine as of Waha, not you, Jim Dinvi. Sawa Abo Franu, Moya Sunsun, sorry as of Munyaneno. Semanti menya ne no ene megu asore no oma yidi abofra na nso ti die papa ye ne se won fa ama no e de ba ye ne mra won bu bu ota no e di dure mo brag 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 break bi bi ada o se abofra se wan sore ya nyami ni ho me chiro se nyami utumi me benyane wufu a chiro. And ya gro, he is telling you, me be boy is ding, ama will be a woo. I sorry. It's in my boo, I saw that ye free ha, sorry, we are good, maybe you did die in a good form. I'm penny up, Bisa, and my media, your friend is saying, oh, Bobo friend, the papa Bobo friend, he didn't prince up. Back to life, to the glory of Christ. Man, that's what kind, but I mean, Jamie, not buying it goes in. Sister Tano Moko, Mommy, not Mommy, can't say trip now. I'm called London. Could do London, a Bruni by immigration officer stop Sister Taba, according to share them, interrogating. No, no more bad papa, we said, Sister, no, eh, she cigarette. I said, I said, you were she, Obehata. I'm penny and bad in a question. Is there any problem? I'm saying, well, they are detained. They are going to deport her. Fine, go see. I said, deport her for her. Now, cry, but the other one will cry. So, 3 days, baby, you are high and very well. Sister, I'm here, fine, go see. Mammy, can't say much. We are more than the mumuses here. Are you talking to me? I say, oh yeah, memoir danimum. Casu dia gro. I say, okay, hey, Fabag inisio. So and some here mom pie. Sister, I say, take your time. Take your time. Yeah, but boom muatu so fast. What dimrika ba sister taba no more than 6 months here. See, mumu could eat 3 days. 6 months. Ne hope upon the 6 months. Who would it to this? Hallelujah. Sir, Papa, sorry, no, I see, and sorry, Abbe Fragan, and sorry, moi. Never a bell. Would be so. Already, I didn't hear you, my year, near soft war. Say, baby, I had Jenny Crani, a coma, I could deal. But in everything, there are always a remnant. Everybody who watched us online, thank you very much. Today have been word exposition with Pastor Jerry and his beautiful wife. My mother, Mama Dora, is here, and I want her to pray as we close. But before she comes, I want to say a big God bless you to all of you online and in person for coming to be part of this service. Tomorrow, Forest and Bible Cassia starts at 8 o'clock to 10. We are
you know, it's going to be a very special time in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And we are starting our revival 14-day fasting for Monday. Get ready. Grace will speak for us. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. What a treasure.
Tell them the truth. Remember what happened. Tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing chatting with girls you don't know. Chinese girls, Indian girls, we come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that. We see the mother. We are not tambabro. We shall be papa. We shall be papa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.